From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary Kerry in Paris for peace talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, along with top European and Arab diplomats, are meeting in Paris today, and they're hoping to find enough common ground to revive stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, said on Friday that major powers had a duty to revive the process and that the perspectives created by the Oslo Accords in 1993 were at risk.
I'm from a generation, and so many other Europeans and Arabs and Israelis are from a generation that were living in the conviction that Oslo would have opened up a time for peace for all of us. And today we see that that perspective is seriously put at risk.
Israelis and Palestinians are not even attending the conference. Now, some perceive a glimmer of hope on the horizon with the swearing-in Monday of ultranationalist Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, who said he supports a two-state solution. Four bodies have been found and 342 migrants rescued from a boat that capsized in the Mediterranean Sea early Friday. Josh Millman is a spokesman for the International Organization for Migration.
Unknown number in the water now, and Greek vessels and helicopters are participating in a rescue effort.
Migration patterns are shifting, he continued.
Crete in the last 3 days has become extremely active, and today active could also be tragic.
The nationalities of the migrants have not been confirmed. An estimated 880 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the last week. The U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter's in Singapore for Asia's largest annual security forum known as the Shangri-La Dialogue. This is VOA News. An American cargo plane dropped light weapons and anti-tank missiles on Thursday to rebels besieged by the Islamic State group in the northern Syria town of Marae. This is the first resupply to them by the United States after weeks of appeals for help. U.S. warplanes have also launched several airstrikes on IS positions in the countryside north of Aleppo in a bid to help Marae's defenders repel IS militants in their latest offensive push in the area. United Airlines announced last month that it will cease flights to Nigeria's largest city, Lagos, in June. Spanish carrier Iberia recently ended its flights from Madrid as Nigeria enters a recession due to a shortage of foreign currency and declining oil revenue. Will it become a more difficult country to travel to? Well, VOA's Chris Stein is in Lagos and has this report.
United flies daily service between Lagos and Houston, but not for much longer. Media reports say demand on the route connecting the two oil industry capitals has fallen. The airline is also having trouble converting proceeds from ticket sales in Nigeria's naira into dollars. United is not the only airline with this problem. The International Air Transport Association says nearly $600 million in airline revenues is trapped in Nigeria. Chris Aligbe, CEO of aviation consulting firm Bellew Jane Consult, says if airlines can't get their money out of a country, they leave.
Airlines are in business to make money and to survive. And when they make money and they don't find the value in the money they are making, they will give up.
Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
The global drop in the price of Nigeria's top export, which is oil, has caused a shortage of dollars in the country. Capital controls imposed by the government mean many companies struggle to move profits out of Nigeria. In Colorado Springs, Colorado, President Barack Obama, using his last commencement address as president on Thursday, urged the more than 800 new Air Force officers not to pull back from U.S. engagement and leadership in the world.
In a global economy, it's not possible to stop trading goods and services with other countries. Weak public health systems on the other side of the world allow diseases to develop that end up reaching our shores. So we cannot turn inward. We cannot give in to isolationism. That's a false comfort. Allowing problems to fester over there makes us less secure here.
While never mentioning him by name, Mr. Obama's comments were a veiled swipe at presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, who has called for, among other things, building a wall on the U.S.-Mexican border and reassessing America's commitment to NATO. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.